Well, it's Tea Time coming through with Yappy Burner Boy SNDE with the Jola Bam remix on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. It's a mid-mornings with myself, Princess Sim, and we are about to actually dive into conversation with the Deputy Minister, Mrs. Jane Sithole. As we do know that she is out at the Eco Future Innovation Summit right here in the province of Mpumalanga. Not quite sure if we do have her on the line. Mrs. Jane, good morning and welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners of Rise FM. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us, Deputy Minister. I know you're quite busy. It is a big day and the Eco Future Innovation Summit is a big one. But let us just run straight into it. We do understand that it focuses on sustainable solutions for the future. But can you share some of the key innovations that are being discussed today that have a potential of significantly, you know, impacting our environmental challenges?
Yes, today from our side, we are focused on how young people can access opportunities that will help them to become entrepreneurs so that they can add value to the issue of sustainability as we are talking about sustainability towards the future. So if you look at the programs of the department through CIFA, CIDA, NYD, CBDA that are focused on allowing young people to access funding, to access those opportunities to start up their own business. In fact, I talked about unleashing the enterprise, which we want to create more entrepreneurs so that in their space, they can then add value to the issue of sustainability going into the future. The sustainability that today and yesterday and this week will be focused on in terms of the Eco Future. They talk about the issue of sustainability in mining, sustainability in the environment, you know, the saving of water, and in all industries, there is an issue of sustainability that stands out. But today, from my side, from the Department of Small Business Development, it was more about really encouraging young people to start up and become entrepreneurs. While we are doing this, we must also remember that it is a goal of the Government of National Unity to deal with the issue of unemployment and also to increase the number of entrepreneurs in our country. And by doing that, by saying so, I've given them the steps that we've taken already in terms of enhancing that and making sure that, you know, the things that people have highlighted that has been impediments, that has been barriers, that has been, you know, blockages in terms of people giving up before they could even start their own business or actually not being able to scale up their own businesses. We are already dealing with that. As I've highlighted, the issue of bringing our agency under one roof so that when a person wants to start a business, they don't have to go to 100 places where they refer them there and there and there. From the 1st of October, when our National Small Business Enterprise Act becomes an act, where our agencies will be in one. In fact, as one of the questions was to me when I was addressing them, is the issue of them having to go to CIDA, and then CIDA approves them, but CIFA doesn't fund them, or they go to that one, and that one refers them to that one. So we've already created a one-stop agency where young people, not only young people, but young people, women, and other categories, like people with disabilities and so on, can access this opportunities and contribute to the sustainability of the future. Because sustainability is also saying that, you know, we need to leave things for, of course, future generations to come. And at the moment, there is no sustainability, particularly when we're dealing with high levels of unemployment, which makes it difficult for people even just to look after their own environment. We're dealing with the water shortages. We are a water-scarce country, which makes it difficult for people to sustain even the issue of preserving water. So that is why, you know, I gave...
Yes, Deputy Minister. Quite interesting on how you're looking into tackling these issues. But we also do know that Sasol is a major player in the South Africa, in South Africa's energy sector. But how do you see collaborations between the government, the private sector, and communities when it comes to advancing rather the country's sustainability goals?
Yes, actually, I focused a lot on the issue of partnering with private sector, because government alone cannot succeed, especially when we work in silos. When we work in different pockets, we don't produce the results that are felt. But when we collaborate and create these partnerships, we create results that are felt on the ground. And there is Umam Mashudu here, who comes from Sasol. The programs that they are doing already, because I had a meeting with her, the programs that they are doing already in this area that are impactful are amazing. So that partnership, and they are already partnering with SEDA, which is an agency of the Small Business Development Department, is things that needs to be replicated. I think the what is required now is for us to move with the required speed that we are, so that we are able to deal with these things. Because if we move slow, you know, I think the snail pace, even good programs end up losing momentum or end up losing value because of the pace that we are moving in, which is one of the things that I highlighted as well. But in the seventh administration, the one thing that we are talking about is the fact that we don't have time. We really don't have the luxury of time.
Yes.
We need to translate our talks into action so that people can see it on the ground.
Well, you know, it will not only do justice if only just a few or just a number of people want to participate in this. But what role do you believe that South Africa as a whole, as a community, can play into leading the change or the charge for renewable energy and eco-friendly industries?
You know, if you look at other departments of government, like the energy and electricity, like the environment, and they all have initiatives that are dealing with the issue of sustainability. And even in cabinet, we talked about the interlink between departments, because sometimes you'd find that this department is doing this program, and then tomorrow there's another department doing the same program or another program in the same area. So this is one thing that the president has emphasized a lot, that, you know, working in silos must stop so that we can have an impact. So that is the role that each of us will bring to the table to say, these are the programs from this department. How do we interlink? Because if you look at every program, like now, they will talk about access to land, which will not be, the land will not come from the Department of Small Business Development. They will talk about the farms that are preventing them from getting into places like Sasol. You need a collaboration of a different departments and stakeholders to deal with many issues that are hampering communities to actually add value in their own space. And that is something that has been driven a lot from the president's office. And it is something that we are currently implementing to stop working in silos.
Well, thank you so much, Deputy Minister, on that one. And simply because we're running out of time, I think it would be best to just hear from you to highlight as to, you know, how the government is working into, you know, finding balance for the need of economic growth with the necessity of preserving our environment for future generations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our goal, all of us, is you know, this is underpinned by an inclusive, growing economy that is creating jobs for every department, not only for small business development. Because if you look, South Africa is now operating at a level where only 30% of the jobs come from small enterprises. This percentage needs to increase, and it can only increase if we create more entrepreneurs. To create more entrepreneurs, people must be willing to enter that space, and we need to remove the barriers, the impediments, the blockages that have been stopping them from doing this. So each department must underpin everything that they're doing, an inclusive growing economy that creates jobs. It doesn't matter if you are in public works or roads and transport, doesn't matter if you're in education, doesn't matter. All departments have been given one mandate, that is to make sure that this economy grows and we are creating jobs. We know the challenges in that area. And that is how all departments are collaborating towards one common goal.
Oh, Deputy Minister, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that was the Deputy Minister for Small Business Development, Mrs. Jane Sithole, telling us a bit more, sharing insight on the Eco Future Innovation Summit, on why exactly is it taking place, what do they look to achieve from it. Well, if you missed it, don't worry. Rise FM Rewind is there to help you out with that. www.riseofm.co.za.
This Heritage Month, Rise FM celebrates you, the people of Mpumalanga, where unity thrives in our diversity. From the valleys of the mountains, every culture, every tradition, and every voice tells a story of our beautiful province. Let's come together, share our heritage, and embrace what makes us unique. Wishing you a joyous Heritage Month from all of us here at Rise FM. Mpumalanga, Azishe.